At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Attention! It's the end of the show, show. 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 Hey, all right, it's parade day. It's time for a parade, and since it's Seattle, that means it's raining. Literally raining in our parade. Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I'm Gregor. Hi, host of mornings on 107.7 The End. We do nerd talk here in a few. New episode of Full 90 Extra Time podcast coming later in the week. There's a parade today for the Sounders, and we wouldn't want to do one before that. And I'm busy tonight, so tomorrow we'll record it. No, I still don't really have a voice, and that's a thing. So we'll probably be pretty brief here. Luckily, there was tons of news today. One piece that didn't make it to the recorded version. I'm really sad for Red Hook Brewing. They partnered with Widmer Brewing like a few years ago. I don't know when it was specifically. So it was like this Oregon and Washington conglomerate. And then like they had some East Coast stuff too. Actually, I was in Boston and then up to New Hampshire recently, a couple months ago. And we went to what used to be a Red Hook Brewery and it had been converted into some other brewery now. And it was awesome. I walked in, I was like, this feels so familiar. It was like down to the detail, just like Woodinville. Well, the Woodinville one shut down here too. That sucks. And then I got the news today. I read the news today. Let me find it specifically. It was a little part of Seattle became a bigger part of the Netherlands as Anheuser-Busch InBev absorbs the local craft brewery Red Hook, similar to what happened with Elysian a few years ago. I think that the difference is that the guys that did Elysian got like a gazillion dollars, and not that the brewing group, the craft beer group that owned Red Hook didn't get some money out of it, but I think that their stocks were down a little bit and Elysian's were going up at the time. But still, it means that a big company is got more little brands below it. Now, sometimes people get upset about that, and I understand your opinion's valid, of course. I think about how with the record world, there's like these big labels, and then like I have friends that work promotion for like little subsidiaries, just kind of little niche record companies where they're just signing cool bands and doing that, and that's pretty awesome. So there's an opportunity, even though there's a big group involved, that doesn't mean that it has to be a negative thing. And also, like, full disclosure, what is it, InBev? Is that what they're officially called? Yeah, they spent a ton of money with the station, and Elysian spends a bunch of money. So, like, it helps out. We keep things like this on the radio or on the internet as a podcast. So, there you go. All right, what else happened? Oh, my God. Did you watch the football game last night? Because I didn't. I was in bed, and the fireworks were going off. I was just kind of tracking what was happening on my phone. And the fireworks going off late at night means the Seahawks won. Sometimes it means they scored. This is late enough where on a Monday Night Football, it meant that they won. And I was like, whoa, it was overtime. It took forever. What's going on? So this morning, I watched the highlight reel. Boy, what a game to miss. What an idiot. I should have watched that one.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
A massive football game last night. Seattle Seahawks played one of the craziest in San Francisco. It went back and forth even in overtime. Eventually, the Hawks win 27-24 on a kick from the much maligned Jason Myers, who just last week missed three different attempts. Coach stood behind him, so did the players. He delivers. That was the craziest game of my career, hands down, said Seahawks newcomer Jadeveon Clowney. He had a big one, too. All right, My Chemical Romance is back on the Billboard Top 200 albums with the Black Parade, thanks to that big reunion announcement and the scheduling of an upcoming live show. That's in LA, though. Ooh. And have fun at the Seattle Sounders FC Championship Parade today. It kicks off at noon in Westlake Park and winds its way to Seattle Center, where around 1:30 the fan celebration takes place.
You just got news.
I had a weird bit of interaction on the internet today. I'm tired of seeing the OK Boomers thing. I think it's funny. If you're doing it to be funny, then, like, that's interesting. But I get that you're, like, lumping a bunch of old people together into something. I have a baby boomer father, and the transition to the internet age started okay with him, but I think the blurring of the lines of, like, what we're giving up to the internet maybe isn't quite as obvious. I feel like he's being preyed upon a little bit, and I think that the boomer generation is. And then suddenly, we've got all this, you know, new information, sort of new information, but as our science gets better and our ability to share information rapidly increases, if you're not right there in the forefront, you risk getting left behind culturally a little bit. And you know what? Anyone who's fine with that, you're awesome, because who cares ultimately what's going on? Like, we're just on a little planet that's currently peopling right now. You know, you come back in a 1,000 generations and chances are it won't be anymore. It just happens to be this very specific time where, oh, look, like an apple tree apples, Earth is peopling. That's very nice. That's an idea that I got from Alan Watts. Not directly. He did. But I don't like the picking on the boomers, because while they didn't set up some younger generations to succeed, now, with the information we have currently, and they maybe aren't changing very rapidly, it sucks, because Adam Carolla once said it. He said it much more offensively than what my intention is, but he was like, you shouldn't treat old people poorly, because assuming everything goes right for you and you make it, you're going to become that old person. And it's super short-sighted to just take shots at a group like that. We really shouldn't take shots at any groups, right? But, you know, for joke's sake, I get it. Like, I get that we make jokes about stuff and people aren't serious. I can, like, differentiate that action, taking action on something, as different from just teasing something. I get it. We shouldn't call names. We shouldn't do that thing. We shouldn't marginalize people that are already marginalized. And as the boomers fade out and we're taking shots at them, instead of understanding that that's our heritage, that's where we come from, and that's what we will become, we're just turning on them. And I've made some statements on the internet about it, and I find that my most progressive friends are like, hell no, I'm doubling down on OK Boomers. I can make the changes via my vote or whatever, but I can do both. I can make fun of boomers and keep going. And then I find that some of my more conservative friends make fun of me. They're like, well, that sounds like an old person thing to say. And there in itself is something that could be a coincidence, but also that I find to be unfortunate. That, like, yeah, make fun of me for the thing I say. I get it. But to take a group and to be like, yo, you're kind of calling out a whole group right here. Is that something that you stand for? And they're like, hell yeah, we're all about calling out a group. There's nuance to it, I understand, but it just seems like it flies right in the face of the progress you're trying to make. There's no need to call out the boomers. The need is to take action currently to change things. Being upset that your mom won't let you go out makes you sound like an immature teenager. And that's what this is, only on a larger scale. Again, I appreciate jokes, and if we're just being silly, that's fine. I get it. Like, there's like damage that can be done and everything, but I get the general idea. You go to a comedy club, expect comedy. You go on the street, expect people to be civil or whatever. I guess the same could be true for the internet, but and I just got, every time I talk about it, I get these like really like dig in responses, and it's from the people I would never expect to be like that. Okay, sorry, I'll get off my soapbox, but I just had to talk about it because it's been really bringing me down today. You know what's going to take me the right direction, though? the freaking Mandalorian.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah.
The internet is buzzing about Disney Plus. On my feed, it's mainly because the Mandalorian dropped its first episode, and for the first time, we have a live-action Star Wars serial. That's fine and all, but I wish they'd make a Star Wars sitcom. Bunch of young 20-somethings living on the city/planet Coruscant. Living next to a Wookiee sure has its benefits. Oh, yeah? Yeah, all my bed bugs moved into his fur. The nerds at Angry Birds are celebrating 10 years of pig smashing fun. For some reason, they went and made a ridiculous scooter that's powered by human screaming. Then sent it to video game reviewers. Very strange. I mean, to be fair, they are a Finnish company, so I guess in theory, black metal is everywhere and could probably power an entire country's transportation that way. And finally, hey, NBD, but Facebook is definitely using your camera when you have the app open. People started reporting that when swiping between things in the iOS app 13.2.2, you can see the camera is active in the background. Now, they'll probably say it's for their Facebook stories.
Whatever.
Yeah, they don't exactly have a great privacy track record. Hey, but congrats, Facebook, and all the footage of me picking my nose. Oh, no wonder all the Kleenex ads. Just thought it was sneezinal.
Nerd talk, yeah!
God, I wish they'd make that sitcom. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for making it this far. Bumble stubbles. There's a word I just made up.
The end of the show show.
Thanks.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.